This is the right guy to talk to at the right time. Zach Cohen joins us now, Bloomberg government, congressional reporter. He's supposed to be on Congress, the white marble of Capitol Hill and all that.
Right.
But the marble shaken to its foundation overnight by a search warrant to enter the residence of a former president of the United States. I'm sure all of you have been following this story through the morning. Zach Cohen, what can be a legislative response to this executive action by the Attorney General?
Well, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the head of the House Republicans, almost immediately after news of this search of Mar-a-Lago broke, that he was calling for Attorney General Merrick Garland, clear your calendar and prepare to hand over any documents related to this particular search. And that's the tone that's all of House Republicans have taken.
Okay, but is that before midterm elections in November or after?
No, and that's really key here. Democrats obviously hold all the gavels in Congress, okay, both in the House and the Senate. And recall that Jim Comey testified, a couple of months after the 2016 election, when he sort of upended that with his announcement of the Hillary Clinton investigation reopening.
Mike, Zach, help me here, because I want to talk about Attorney General Garland, in that a search warrant. I mean, what I'm hearing from the media is you wander into a judge and go blah, 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 and they give you a search warrant. You and I know it's way more complicated than that. What is the process to get a search warrant on a political figure?
Right. And I think we're still learning about exactly the process of how this happened. But the White House is saying that they got no heads up about this. And this was entirely a decision of the Department of Justice and likely was signed off by the highest levels of the FBI and the DOJ, just given the political nature of this. This is a truly sort of unprecedented move by the FBI to go to a former president's home and search it with a court ordered subpoena. So we can imagine that we'll hear a lot from Congress over the next couple of days. In fact, a couple of House Republicans are going to Bedminster, New Jersey tonight to go talk to the former
president.
Yeah,
but will they see the subpoena? I mean, is the subpoena so secret that even Zach Cohen doesn't see it? I mean, who sees the process that was involved, if ever?
I imagine that over the next couple of days, weeks, and months, that more and more information about this investigation is going to pop up, especially if the House Republicans do take the House, or maybe even Republicans flip the Senate. You can start to see congressional subpoenas, hearings, compelling members to testify, including maybe FBI Director Chris Wray, who himself is a Trump nominee. So we could definitely see more information come out from this in the coming days, weeks, and months.
And Zach, I mean, you know, the reporting I've seen this morning from you and from others, the term I hear is unprecedented in terms of this search warrant here, which begs the question for me, we have no experience with this really. Is there any expectation this morning in Washington, D.C. about how this might proceed, about how the Department of Justice might move next?
Well, the Department of Justice isn't answering questions about this, and I think is probably understanding of DOJ precedent on this, that you don't really comment about an ongoing investigation.
Okay.
While an investigation is ongoing, there hasn't been charges brought against former President Trump on any of this. And I think the comparisons to things like the Watergate investigation, one of my colleagues talked to a law professor at the University of Michigan and pointed out that even President Nixon received a subpoena for his recordings. It's
right.
Not like they went down to Key Biscayne to go get them.
Well, Zach, it's a completely unfair question, but it's unfair Wednesday, Tuesday here. but what's the timeline of this unprecedented action to where Department of Justice says, okay, this is the process, these are the cards we hold, et cetera. Is it hours? Is it days? Or is it a slow motion Charles Dickens novel from, Regency England?
Yeah, I mean, the FBI is looking into a whole host of different issues right now. Remember that they're also juggling this January 6th investigation, which is the largest in its history, into the insurrection at the Capitol back in 2021.
Yeah.
And so these things do have a habit of sort of unspooling very slowly, and then, we saw last night, sort of spill into the public view all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, Paul and I got to move on to other matters here, but Zach, has it been a quiet August in Washington?
It doesn't feel like it.
Zach Cohen, thank you for that brief. greatly appreciated. Some real perspective there. And he's deeply, deeply experienced.
Yes.
He's like Nancy Ignatovich. He's just younger.
Yeah, he's just younger, and he's just, spends his days and nights in the halls of Congress and really giving a sense there. But as he just reported, there's going to be some congressional reaction here.
Of course there is. Why wouldn't there be?
Yeah, why wouldn't there be? So, and that's what we have to keep track of, too.